This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Here with Gene and Chris on the Paracast, and it's kind of interesting what a skeptic makes. So, for example, when we had Robert Schaefer, he tended to be somewhat polarizing, as we expect, because he's very outspoken in his beliefs that there's nothing to any of this paranormal stuff. Then a couple of weeks later, we had Ben Radford, but he's a very nice guy. So maybe he doesn't say things that aren't so different. You know, he doesn't really give you that much of an alternative to his skepticism, but he seems so reasonable.
Yeah.
He also seems willing to listen when he makes a mistake. So, for example, we pointed out a few problems with the book, and he wrote me a few days later, and he said, I'm writing this down to make sure that if we do a second edition, which is never guaranteed with a paranormal book, he will make sure these corrections are made. Now, the one thing that did bother me, though, is he said one of the reasons the book took a while to finish is because the people over at the university spent, what, 2 years to vet this book? And despite that, they still didn't realize that Chris O'Brien was one of the people who exposed the Crystal Skull mystery. Because he only read one of his books, not realizing there was a second book and a third book in the Mysterious Valley series, still thinking that Kevin Randall believed in the Aztec UFO crash, even though he is famously doesn't believe it. Maybe he did early on 25 years ago or accepted some of it, but not lately, not at all. He's been very vocal about it in his blog on the Paracast. He's said so a number of times, but it seemed to me that was so unfortunate is that Ben didn't know this. And I think if a university is looking over a book and doing fact-checking, wouldn't they confirm the research and say, hey, this guy's got a second book. Let's look at the second book and see what he says about crystal skulls.
Well, and the fact that he does say in his book that there was an expose article in the Crestone Eagle that exposed the whole thing, and he never mentioned I was the one that wrote it.
Exactly.
So, you know, I don't know. I like Ben. I think he's you know, my kind of skeptic in that he's really wants to bring to bear the scientific method. He keeps an open mind until the facts start to close his mind around certain subjects. And I think we're best served by having skeptical viewpoints and sounding boards to bounce some of these mysteries off of, because we need a well-rounded, objective approach to dealing with gathering information about these subjects and making, you know, quality analysis. And I think Ben is one of those kind of people that I could see myself working with. Chris Rutowski is another one who is very open-minded, is skeptical about many claims, but he goes about it in a very methodical, you know, let the data and the evidence, you know, lead us to a particular well-thought-out conclusion. And I appreciate these types of individuals and their tireless efforts to get to the truth. Someone like a Robert Schaefer, someone like this McGahey character, there's others, Michael Shermer, Penn and Teller. Oh, my God, those guys are a piece of work. These people obviously have agendas, and they aren't open-minded. Their minds obviously have been made up, and they'll do anything they can to denigrate people, subjects, and events. And that is, to me, the antithesis to being objective and open-minded.
Well, in their case, they don't go out to physically investigate anything. They sit down in their armchairs. They say, oh, the witnesses, they're mistaken. The people, maybe they're lying. And somebody threw up a hubcap in the sky, and that explains the lights or whatever you think it is. They come up with these quick shoot-by-the-hip explanations because they work from a philosophy that there's nothing to any of this. It's not, well, people are saying strange things. Let's see what is going on, which is a proper scientific approach. It is, there can't be anything to it.
Yeah, these things cannot happen because these things are not real. So if they're not real, they can't happen. case closed. You know, my mind's made up before I even look at anywhere below the surface facts. They just do not bother doing that. Someone like Chris Witowski and Ben Radford, and there are others out there, I think, that really do have open minds, but they're willing to put the time in to do the extra amount of legwork and digging it takes to come up with an informed decision about something.
And we need the skeptics because there is too much acceptance of things in the UFO field. And by that, we don't make ourselves credible when we say, well, there's something to the mystery, but you have all this garbage that's going out there. And if you allow that garbage to take hold, as it has over the years, mainstream scientists are less apt to look at it. If you say, look, we've got something strange, it seems to be metallic, it seems to exhibit advanced maneuverability, there are all sorts of strange aspects of the mystery we have to explore. Let's find out what it is. Instead, oh, it must be spaceships. Let's demonstrate in front of the White House or send a petition and demand a disclosure. That's what we have to do, demand disclosure. Let's not investigate anything. Let's rely on someone else to disclose it for us. That way we don't have to work. They know the answers. Tell us, are we really reverse engineering alien technology to do every technological achievement in aviation since 1947?
Yeah, that's a really good question for today's guest.
Oh, yes. This is how we segue to who we have. Now, this guy is what I would call the really, really fascinating character in the field, one of the more fascinating characters with a background that you'd almost think he's a disinformation agent if you look at what he does.
Well, if you look at his work history and his association with the National Institute for Discovery Sciences, Robert Bigelow's NIDS organization, he just seems to crop up in some of the most interesting places. And, you know, over the years, I've, you know, not really gotten a chance to get to know Colonel Alexander, who is a doctor of thanatology, I believe. He's been studying the near-death experience phenomenon for decades. Elizabeth Kubler Ross, one of the pioneers in that field, was his dissertation advisor. And I really have gotten to know John a little bit in the last five or so years. And the more I get to know him, the more impressed I am with his open-mindedness, his candor. I think there are some things that he's not able to talk about. I think anything he is able to talk about, he's willing to talk about. So I think, you know, with a little bit of digging, we might be able to find out some pretty interesting stuff, especially his worldwide journeys around the globe, looking into indigenous cultures and their shamanic traditions. This is a fascinating subject. One of my real, you know, the things that I'm really intrigued about is, you know, the link between the primitive and the ancient and the high tech, that there's some sort of connection there. And I think Dr. John Alexander is one of those few people positioned and willing to go and do the field work and find out the facts about these traditions. And I think he's in a very interesting position where he might be able to be a bridge between the ancient and the primordial and the modern and the high tech.
And because of his wide range of interests and studies, we have a huge number of questions over at forum.theparacast.com. Really large number of questions. It's going to be one of the situations where we've got a lot to talk about, especially his travels over the past year. This guy just keeps going, even more active than the Energizer Bunny. I'll tell you, this guy keeps going.
Hey, someone his age swimming with humpback whales, you got to hand it to him, in the open ocean, no less.
How old is he?
You know, he's got to be pushing 80. You know, I'm sure he's in his mid to late 70s. I'd be surprised if he wasn't.
Well, lately we've seen how these older people are really doing lots of stuff, and don't mention my name, but these people are really older, like Stanton Friedman's over 80, and Don Berliner, who was one of the best recent guests we had, is 84, and they just kept going. People live a lot longer. Of course, even Joan Rivers was 81, and I guess the only reason she died because she had a full work schedule is because something went wrong in a minor surgical procedure. It almost makes you afraid to go to the doctor and let them do anything that'll knock you out, because what happens there? Anyway, we've got Dr. John Alexander, an amazing breadth of interest and coverage coming up on the show. And by the way, don't forget that we have that free copy of Secrets of the Mysterious Valley to send to you. If you subscribe to the Paracast newsletter, go to theparacast.com, theparacast.com. Sign up, join the thousands who've gotten their copies. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It took hours before it returned, but I had already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Talk to a sales rep at iWeb.com. Use the promo code TECHNIGHTOWL for a special discount.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Now, of course, I was saying to Dr. John Alexander before we started, are you ready to rock and roll? And he said, lock and load. I was thinking, well, of course, he's in Nevada, which is kind of like gun country, isn't it?
It is, pretty much like Arizona, though.
Yeah, well, we don't want to talk about that.
You know, I wondered about that. I don't think about it too long because I have never played with guns. I grew up in New York City. I'm not a gun person. And I think I'm in gun central here.
You are.
To be true, yeah.
So, John, we had a record-breaking amounts of rainfall here this past week in Arizona, and I heard that Las Vegas and parts of Eastern California really got hit hard. Did you guys get a lot of rain there? I heard 15 was closed for a while.
Well, I'm not sure if it's even open yet, but just north
really?
Of the Moapa Valley, as of yesterday, it was, you had to detour up there. They took significant damage for about 15 miles of I-15.
My goodness. Wow. Well, we broke a record that has been a longstanding record from 1932, I think, someone mentioned. Let's hope that California, your neighbor there, or to the west, rather, gets some relief from the drought that they're experiencing, and that Lake Mead gets some water, because we all know how important that is to Las Vegas, where you live. And let's just hope that we're seeing a break in this really bad drought that the Southwest is experiencing.
Yeah, well, we're, you know, a severe drought, not just drought. And the lake has been at all-time lows, and it controls water for several states. It's not just Nevada. It's, the climate is changing.
What do you say to people? And this obviously opens the huge can of worms, Dr. Alexander. What do you say to people who claim that there is no truth to the claim of climate change, especially man-made or human-made or caused climate change?
Well, they're just not following the data at all. I mean, it's been pretty clear for quite a while that there are changes that are occurring. It's not just warming, and you can't just look at a single trend. But when you follow, you know, the trends over a decade or more, you see steady increases. You see the melting of the poles. Yes, there have been fluctuations before, but I think you can pretty well see that when you correlate that with, you know, human activity, CO2 in the area, you can see that we're definitely having an effect on it. Low-lying countries are going out, and the problem usually with the climate deniers are that they have economic interests. For instance, real estate that's in low-lying areas that they don't want to see depreciate.
Well, certainly if you're in real estate and you're selling all these beachfront properties, you don't want to lose your market.
Right.
Yeah, we may be sitting on beachfront property if California slips into the ocean from the San Andreas.
Well, that's a pretty big dump, but we have talked about for decades, there have been psychics predicting it would go that far. And I'm not sure I'd be selling my land and moving to the mountains just yet. But the amount of stuff that we're looking at, low-lying countries around the world, for the massive amount of the population is, that's where the huge problem lies, is that you're going to have migrations in hundreds of millions of people going to have to move. And they got to go somewhere.
Look, let's go to the background here, Dr. Alexander. A lot of our listeners are very new to the show, new to the subject. Can you maybe crystallize and encapsulate some of your basic experience as a scientist and studying the paranormal so people understand where you're coming from?
Well, in 25 words or less?
Well, a couple of thousand words, yeah. Anyway.
I've been at this for many decades. My doctorate was under Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, who was the one who brought both hospice to the United States. My interest has been lifelong, so many decades. UFOs, for instance, I had heard of them in 1947, was interested in following the developments there. Just have been involved in a host of different phenomena. As I was mentioning, when I completed my doctorate, Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, who is the one who brought both hospice to the United States, and with Ray Moody, coined the whole near-death experience area. She was the head of my committee. And we did work on her workshop, Life, Death, and Transition, seeing how people expand. And since then, and particularly since my second retirement, we have just traveled the world, interacted with shamans. You were just talking about, we are literally just a little over a week ago back from Tonga and diving with whales in the open ocean in their own environment, which is quite exhilarating.
Boy, I'll say that. I'm so jealous. Boy, that's one of my bucket list items is to swim with dolphins, and then if I had the guts to swim with full-size whales. But before we get to that, and we will, and I'm so fascinated with what little that I know of your trips around the world visiting, you know, more primitive cultures and looking at the shamanic traditions. You know, going back to your studies of near-death experience with Elizabeth Kubler-Ross and your lifelong interest in thanatology, I think would be the term. How does that dovetail to having you as one of the lead persons overseeing the development of non-lethal weapons? Do you need a real full understanding of death before you can start to look at development of weapons that won't kill people? How did that connection ever get made?
I'm not sure it does. Of course, my first career was military, and I was in Vietnam. I grew up in with the Special Operations Forces, which you know is Green Berets, Rangers, etc. So had, you know, a personal view of what war brings. Having said that, my second career was at Los Alamos National Laboratory. They're the ones who brought us the nuclear weapons lab. But I was looking at, you know, what was going on in the world in the late 1980s, early 1990s. And in my view, conflict had changed considerably. And that the problems in application of force were being caught between doing too little or doing nothing, and doing too much. And so thus I thought that with non-lethal weapons, there are ways to apply force without killing people and, you know, creating long-term enemies.
And don't forget to go to thepowercast.com, thepowercast.com, to get a free copy of Chris O'Brien's Secrets of the Mysterious Valley by signing up for our newsletter.
We're going to have to take a break here, John, but when we come back, I want to dive in a little bit on this subject because it's fascinating to me based on some of the revelations that have come out recently about some of our weapon systems. You're in
the Paracast.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and Freudian phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to Mr. UFO at webtv.net. That's Mr. UFO at webtv.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Free Strike Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Free Strike Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
You frighten me.
That was my intention with Gene and Chris, the frightening Gene and the genial Chris, Dr. John Alexander. And Chris has been probing his background in research, his work into so-called non-lethal weapons, which I guess if you blow on somebody and you have bad breath, they'll collapse. That's non-lethal.
John, when we posted that you were going to be on the show, of course, we have a question thread at forum.theparacast.com where our listeners are able to, you know, post questions that we then ask of our guests. And one of our signups, Not Even Wrong, has been a forum poster since December 2012. And his first question is, what were some of the more effective non-lethal weapon systems that you designed or that you've seen?
Well, they run a broad spectrum, which has been one of the problems in even discussing it, because we talk about the simple systems such as in law enforcement and personal protection, like pepper spray, tasers, rubber bullets, etc., all the way on the high end where we were talking about strategic incapacitation.
Strategic incapacitation?
Yeah. How can you basically eviscerate a complex target set like a nation state, i.e. taking out their infrastructure, and doing it in such a way that you don't permanently degrade the systems and you can bring them back online? For instance, if I go after the power structure, if I bomb, you know, with hard bombs on electrical generating facilities, then it's going to take you months to years to bring it back up, as opposed to just being able to degrade the distribution system so that you can basically turn the power back on again relatively quickly after an attack.
Let me just ask you something here. We talk about something like tasers as non-lethal, but sometimes they are.
Absolutely non-lethal.
But people have been known to die from them.
That's actually not true. Nobody's died from the electricity. There are a handful of cases, when I say handful, less than 10, where people have died from falling and, you know, striking their head or something like that. There have been about 3 million of us who have been exposed to taser in training or voluntarily with zero death. So most of the people who have died, they have died after tasers, but they died after breakfast as well. So what's missing is the corollary relationship, and this is greatly exaggerated, certainly in the press. But one of the big issues I might point out, if you want to try something, just put in taser and 50,000 volts and see how many hits you get on the news, and then put in taser and milliamps. And the point here is how many volts is totally irrelevant, and we can discuss that, but it's amperage that kills you. And the amperage in taser is down like a Christmas tree light bulb.
Well, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, well, most people don't, and 50,000 sounds like a big number. But you may remember, possibly when you were in school, a lot of people saw this, is when they would take a girl with long hair, have her sit on a Tesla coil and turn it on, and the hair stands out.
Right.
You've seen the experiment. That's usually at least a quarter of a million volts, you know, five times the voltage of taser, and yet there's absolutely no ill effects.
Because of the lack of amperage.
Correct.
Well, you know, we're dealing with some pretty interesting potential scenarios for developing electrical systems. And Not Even Wrong has a follow-up question, and he's wondering if we have the technology to create hallucinations, like a visual or auditory, using some sort of wireless source in the field. In other words, implanting voices in people. Which I heard rumors that we did that in Desert Storm and some of the frontline troops in the trenches there in Kuwait, just over the border in Iraq, or creating visual hallucinations, for instance. What sort of advances have...
There are some things theoretically possible, things you might be able to do in a laboratory. Absolutely not fielded systems, and certainly not in the Desert Storm era. I saw lots and lots of the thing. And one of the hypotheses was that if you turn it just from an internal audio but to visual and using holographic capability, this is Muhammad says go home or something
right.
like that. But we're quite a ways from that. It's been examined and certainly of interest, but there's a huge difference between, you know, what we call basic research, where most of those technologies are, and a fielded system.
Now let's just look more into any of this. And that is, do you think since we're talking about non-lethal weapons, I want to bring it down to earth a bit because, all right, we have the rubber bullets and we have the tasers. Do you think the fact that we've kind of militarized the police in this country is hurting? Of course, we have these high-profile cases where somebody who supposedly is unarmed gets shot and killed. But if they had, what, rubber bullets and tasers and stuff like that, would that even happen? And, of course, we should remember that the episode in Ferguson, Missouri is, as of this date, as of the time you hear the show, still very, very much unsettled. So let's just make that clear first. I mean, in Great Britain, police don't use guns very much, do they?
Well, the UK is increasingly arming their folks, particularly as terrorist threat is increasing. If we're talking about Ferguson, let's distinguish between unarmed and dangerous. We're talking somebody 6'4", 300 pounds, which in my view for most of us would be you know, potentially dangerous. Now, obviously, the jury's still out on that one, but the facts are certainly not adding up. The problem that you're getting at more directly is having the right weapon at the right place at the right time. When things go bad for the police, for the most part, you know, 95% of the cases, they go bad in an instant on the street. It's the chance encounter. As opposed to the SWAT kinds of operations, we have, say, a hostage barricade situation. We have time to develop tactics and techniques in going after them. But now something like, I think, 17,000 law enforcement agencies around the world are now manning everybody with taser. By the way, the advanced taser systems have cameras on them, and they also have the company has a system that, where they're doing, videotaping everything that's going on a recycled basis. Here again, contrary to the popular notion, when these cases, get, you know, looked at seriously, the cameras normally exonerate the officer in over 90% of the cases.
An important point, we'll get into that, but focus more on our paranormal universe when we get back and about what the military may or may not know about unusual things, psychic phenomena, UFOs, that sort of thing. A reminder, listeners, if you subscribe to the PowerCast newsletter, and you do it by going to thepowercast.com, thepowercast.com, check the subscription form for the newsletter. We'll send you out a free copy of the ebook version of Chris O'Brien's Secrets of the Mysterious Valley. You can't beat that. Dr. John Alexander returns with Gene and Chris. You're in
the PowerCast.
Listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Classic science fiction at its best. Available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
With Gene and Chris on the Paracast, we're talking to Dr. John Alexander, who's been there and done that in so many different ways. It's just amazing. Chris?
You know, we're taping this on the 13th year anniversary of 9/11, and in these intervening 13 years, John, we have seen a dramatic, almost breathtaking militarization of our police forces in this country. Where do you come down on this?
What I might mention, I assume you're putting on my website, but 4 years ago, I did a monograph. I was a senior fellow for the Joint Special Operations University and wrote one called Convergence, looking at how Special Operations Forces and SWAT in particular were converging, seeing the missions converge. Now, this is a very complex issue. I saw a report yesterday from the Pentagon, and you know, right now Congress has been saying, let's stop transitioning military equipment. As they looked at it, what they found that 96% of the equipment that had been transferred to law enforcement agencies was not military specific, meaning it included tents and first aid kits and communications gear and things of this nature. Only 4% is in this remaining category, and that's where you see the APCs, Bearcats, and MRAPs, mine-resistant vehicles and that. In my view, those are getting overplayed, probably should never have gone to particularly small departments, because what you are seeing for the last few decades is a dramatic increase in dynamic entry. This is where the, you know, blow the door off and go in on drug raids and things like that. And the problem with SWAT teams is they are very expensive to develop and maintain. If you have them, you're going to use them. And you may not be using them in the most advantageous way, particularly when you're trying to develop trust and confidence in the population. And that's what you saw in Ferguson, just a really overstatement of force dramatically, should not have been used at all.
What do you do then to reduce this problem? Because we really don't need to generate the furor, which that episode did. how do we reach a balance? And maybe that's the whole question here.
Yeah.
How do you give the police departments the stuff they need to fight crime, but not overwhelm them with hardware, and maybe they just aren't up to the task of utilizing it to its best advantage?
Yeah, well, even getting it, what people have to think through is the total life cycle on it, because when you get the sort of advanced technology, the problem then becomes it's expensive and difficult to maintain. Then you've got the issue of training with it. Now, remember that 80% of the police forces in the United States are under 25 people. So when you do that and you say, hey, we're going to give you this advanced stuff, people go, well, what are you going to do with it? And, you know, how are you going to maintain it and use it and potentially inappropriately? I think a lot of education has to go into senior law enforcement. I think a lot of people were looking at, you know, what went on. Chiefs of police, I'm sure IACP, the International Association of Chiefs of Police, were evaluating what was going on and saying, no, this was definitely an overstatement in the use of the presence of force. And obviously misapplied. You saw that with their response to the media and the number of people who were gassed and things like that. Got to remember that the mission is to protect and to serve. Now, you may or may not know that my son is a captain with a major police force, happens to head internal affairs, and we discuss these things continuously. One of his points is that in his career, which has been about 20-some years now, he has seen a significant increase in the violent response in people, say, 18 to 25, meaning they're much more prone to, you know, a violent confrontation than they were even when he joined the police force. We can discuss the video game aspect of it, or the
anesthetized. Yeah, or the media's wanting PG violence and murder. Do you think the media has something to do with that in the way that this culture glorifies violence?
If you go and, you know, watch the TV shows, but what amazes me is the incongruence. We love 24. We like Jack Bauer, you know, breaking fingers and cutting people to get the information. Then when it happens in real life, they go, oh my God, how could that possibly happen? You go, well, you've developed a culture that expects that.
There's also another TV show called Chicago PD, where the focus is on this unit that stretches the boundaries of police procedure to do things. But that's where you always see it. You know, you see them going to the perp or suspected perp and knocking their heads into the wall or on the table and stuff. And, you know, if it happened in the real world, there'd be lawsuits and everything else. Listen, let's move away from this.
Well, there was another series that just finished called Gang Related. And that was doing the identical thing. In their case, it was supposed to be LAPD. And they were using tactics and procedures that would, frankly, get you arrested. And yet people have believed. And this is, by the way, IACP did put out commentary on that regarding Ferguson, saying the media is part of the problem here because they have developed these expectations that are just totally ridiculous and no basis in reality, and yet people start seeing those as the expected way for law enforcement to respond. Now, let's not totally exonerate law enforcement. So
because they're being programmed by the same culture.
Well, and they do. Again, my son is involved where they do background research on all potential candidates for their academy. And one of these is, 90% of the people who apply cannot pass the preliminary background checks. He even pointed out that they were getting a lot of applicants who were coming out of the state correction systems, i.e. they were from the penitentiary, and said, you know, they had backgrounds that they wouldn't even hire them, and yet they were coming out of the law enforcement system.
Wow. Oh, boy. Well, it's going to get a lot more interesting before it gets any more normalized. I think that our culture is ratcheting up the violence angle in interactions between law enforcement and the community, whether it's justified or not. But I think that that's got to have a detrimental effect, I think, overall on how people respond to stressful situations when violence is employed, when non-lethal violence is employed. And these are sticky subjects that really deserve their own show. Let's kind of move on a little bit here and talk about how you transitioned from your military career and in your work at Los Alamos and then into your involvement, let's say, with the National Institute for Discovery Science, Robert Bigelow's organization, NIDS, that was formed back in the, I think, early 90s. Oh, how did you get involved with Bigelow initially? I never really fully understood how you were brought on board as an advisor. And give us a little bit of background of what the initial vision of NIDS was and why Bigelow has spent so much money looking into subjects that are fairly fringe to, I'm sure, many of your contemporaries in the military and in the scientific realms. Could you give us a thumbnail sketch of that?
I'll tell you what, let's just do the break now, because he's not going to give you a 20-second thumbnail.
No.
Otherwise, it's going to be the smallest thumbnail we've ever seen. Miniaturized for use on the new Apple Watch, tiny thumbnails or something like that, or nano thumbnails. That would be really incredible. All right? So Dr. John Alexander will talk about Bigelow, NIDS, all that stuff, a constant subject of discussion in our forums. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.